أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين لو يعلم الذين كفروا حين لا يكفون عن وجوههم النار ولا عن ظهورهم ولا هم ينصرون بل تأتيهم بغتة فتبهتهم فلا يستطيعون ردها ولا هم ينظرون ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون صدق الله العظيم. The last ayah that we had discussed, the kuffar mockingly would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they ask, when is the promise coming, that is the day of Qiyamah, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. In response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا حِينَ لَا يَكُفُونَ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمُ النَّارَ وَلَا عَنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. If only those who disbelieve know at the time when they will be unable to ward off from the faces and the backs the fire of Jahannam. Here they are asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when is this promise, when is Qiyamah going to come, when is this azab going to come that you speak about? In response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very authoritatively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the reality that when the time of that azab comes and you are thrown into the fire of Jahannam, then you will not be able to ward that azab off. That is the time when Qiyamah will come. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that one should not be concerned about when Qiyamah is coming, but the actual intellectual thing to do is to prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the azab of the fire of Jahannam touching two parts of the body. One is the face and the other is the back. Wujuhihim, and Allah ta'ala speaks about zuhurihim. In other ayahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their whole bodies will be immersed in the fire of Jahannam. Now as that is the actual reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these two parts of the body, because when man has pride, one sees that pride on the face by the gestures that he makes with his faces, the signs that he makes on his face, the kind of messages that he gives from his face. Secondly, a person that is haughty and arrogant keeps his back straight and he wants to show his superiority physically over others in that manner. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions these two parts of the body. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will not even be assisted. So why are they then asking about Qiyamah? Rather, they should bring Iman and they should prepare. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves also a very, very strong message that in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us chance, Allah has given us respite, that despite the fact that we are disobedient to Allah, Allah has opened this door of Tawbah, and that door of Tawbah will remain till the pangs of death comes upon a person. So that respite Allah has given us in this world, that chance Allah has given us in this world, the help comes from Allah from time to time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers the message to us via various means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. بَلْ تَأْتِيهِمْ بَغْتَةً. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Qiyamah. They want to know, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When is Qiyamah going to come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ تَأْتِيهِمْ بَغْتَةً. This Qiyamah is going to come very suddenly. We spoke about it at the very beginning of the surah also, that when a person dies, this Qiyamah has started. Because now Amal had stopped, and now it is only a questioning and answering that is going to come into being, and of course reward and azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that comes very, very suddenly. Then when it comes, فَتَبْهَتُهُمْ, it will bewail them. They will be in a state of total stupidity, stupor. They will not be able to do anything. They will be totally flabbergasted at that time. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ رَدَّهَا. They will not be able to turn away from it. They will not be able to turn it away from them. وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. And in that time they will not be given any respite whatsoever. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the very same thing. That there the onset of the azab will be of such nature that man cannot ward it away. Secondly, it will put the person into total bewilderment and a person will not be able to do anything with regards to Qiyamah. Lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الحديث ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فحاق بالذين سخروا منهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reality of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam in the past. A few ayahs before this, Allah spoke about the kuffar mocking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily the Anbiya, the prophets that had come before you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were also mocked. But whatever they had mocked, that had totally encompassed them, it had surrounded them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this very clear message that they had mocked the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of the past, especially with regards to the adab of the hereafter. And the reality is this, those people are gone and the same adab has totally encompassed them and they are unable to come out of that adab that they had been using as a mockery against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And such is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about qiyamah. If qiyamah comes to mankind, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ, and man is in a total ghaflat, مُعْرِدُونَ, turning away from qiyamah. And here again, very briefly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about qiyamah. There also it was said, and here again we need to reiterate this, that the ghaflat of qiyamah comes because of the darkness of the heart. And the darkness of the heart comes because of our abundant sins and lack of tawbah. The day when we make tawbah and we leave sins, then the reality of qiyamah will become a total reality in our hearts and we become totally aware of the day of qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.